JD the Carja, August Falsh Road, to this evening's meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. As we are currently in unprecedented times, can I ask for everyone's full cooperation and to adhere to the guidelines with regards to the conduct of the meeting. Everyone should ensure their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the meeting tonight. If you have any such interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting, and please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, you use the instant messaging facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I'll bring members in as listed. At this stage, you unmute your microphone to speak or click the button on the delegate microphone if you're physically in the meeting room. Members should ensure their cameras are switched on when speaking, and cameras should also be switched on when the vote is being taken. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters: Q if you wish to ask a question, P if you wish to propose, and S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using the instant messaging. Following the presentation of an officer's report, the Chair will call for a proposer or a seconder. This should be done using the instant messenger feature. Please do not submit these until asked to do so, as it may be missed. If two members are asked to propose, the first member, having indicated through the instant messenger, will become the proposer, and the second member, having indicated, will become the seconder. The chairperson will ask the proposer and seconder in turn to unmute to indicate vocally that they are proposing and seconding the decision. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via the instant messenger feature so that we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. start off with apologies.
Chair, we have apologies from Councillors Walker and Stokes.
Apology from Councillor Devlin, Chair. Councillor Laura Devlin.
Thanks, Pete.
Sorry, it's Councillor Gallagher and Stokes, not Walker.
Any declarations of interest? Okay. Akarja, this has been a very trying week for South Down Sinn Féin. And I'd like to start by, I suppose, acknowledging the untimely death of Sinead Ennis, MLA's mother, Jacqueline Morgan. Sinead was a former councillor, and we send our deepest sympathies to the entire Morgan clan, especially to our colleague Sinead. As a mark of respect for the passing of our friend and colleague, Councillor Sean Dorn, I'm proposing that after Chair's remarks and an opportunity for councillors to offer their condolences, that the remainder of tonight's council meeting be adjourned and reconvened on Wednesday the 8th of December at 7 p.m. or 6 a.m. sorry, apologies. And I believe that Councillor Rouhan, you're happy to second that proposal. Thank you. Many in this chamber knew Sean for much longer than I ever had the privilege to. The likes of Mickey and Charlie from the old Newry and Mourne Council, and Willie as a fellow Mourne's councillor for over a decade. Glenn Hanna, also to you. I know you and Sean had built up a relationship as strong as the granites at your feet up in the Mournes, and I know Sean, and indeed his family, took great strength from that relationship. Even in the short while I knew and worked with Sean, it was clear his family, especially his boys and his adoring mother, were his rock. So I want to again extend my condolences to Sean's family, to his mother Teresa, his sister Mary, his sons Neil and Rory, and to his wife Carmel's clan also. Sean's passing leaves our hearts sore, but his family's grief is unrivalled, their loss is unmatched. I also want to thank the doctors, the nurses, and all the healthcare staff at the Daisy Hill and the Southern Area Hospice, and those carers who visited Sean at home in Kilkeel. I know Sean always spoke so highly of the care he received, and this meant a great deal to his family and friends. Also to those councillors who called Sean and rang him occasionally to see how he was getting on, your messages of support were a great sense of comfort when life was difficult. From right across the political spectrum, council colleagues demonstrated welcome humanity, love and caring for Sean. I want to thank you all for that. Sean was a rebel, a fighter for freedom and a champion for the underdog. He had an unconquerable spirit and a resistance and a passion for giving a voice to the persecuted. But Sean wasn't just a Republican activist for the Republican community alone. Having grown up in the Mourns and experienced the community divisions in Kilkeel, Sean understood the need for reconciliation, the need to proactively repair and build new and lasting friendships with his unionist neighbours throughout the Mourns. As the contributions tonight will no doubt illustrate, it is clear that Sean built positive and productive relationship with his unionist colleagues on the council and the wider unionist community in the Mourns. And Sean took great pride in delivering day and daily for the entire Mourns community, irregardless of your background or political persuasion. Sean leaves behind a powerful and enduring legacy. In a world sick with individualism and petty squabbles, Sean's selfless dedication to his community and his enduring love for his family is a lesson for all of us. I want to sincerely thank each of you for coming along this evening. Your attendance, I think, shows the esteem in which Sean was held. We are all here to pay tribute to Sean tonight and will no doubt all want the opportunity to say a few words. But given the circumstances, if there are no objections, I want to bring his party colleagues in Sinn Féin in first and then move party by party. So, Barra, as party group lead for Sinn Féin, I'll bring you in next.
As you said, Cathy, it's been an unbelievably tough couple of weeks for our party as a whole, and especially our colleagues in South Down. And on behalf of the Sinn Féin group, I'd like to acknowledge and thank all the other party leaders and indeed the council management for your many words of sympathy and support. It certainly was appreciated by the family and the friends of Sean. Sean Dorn was a hard-working, dedicated Sinn Féin activist who was proud to be a councillor for the Kilkeel area. I think he said to me one time he got the people of Kilkeel and they got him, and that certainly was picked up at his wake and funeral. They appreciated the efforts that he was going to try and build community spirit in Kilkeel. And the outpouring of grief at his funeral was, I suppose, to be expected of a man who had meant so much to so many. He was great crack, and I suppose my friendship with him was largely based around his passion for Down and mine for Armagh. His for Man City, mine for Liverpool, usually involved a fair bit of slagging. I suppose we're all going to miss him very, very dearly for so many different reasons. His loss is a huge blow to his family, his friends, and to our party. So, Ginyana Gia, Trokra, Ara Anam Gialach. Barra Margaret.
Thanks, Barra. Councillor Hanlon.
Thanks, Cathy. What can I say? We as a group are absolutely heartbroken to lose Sean. He was a tireless worker and an inspiration to all who knew him. He was a fantastic mentor to us new councillors, and he was only ever a phone call away to provide guidance and support and advice. And fair to say, I had him tortured. I think I used to ring him nearly every day, especially at the start. He had a ferocious work ethic and always put the interests of the people of his beloved Mourns first. We are privileged to have had Sean as a friend and mentor, and he will be greatly, greatly missed.
Thanks, Una. Maggie?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I suppose the first thing comes to mind is what would Sean make of all this here? Carry on the night when everybody's speaking about him. I had the honour of reading out what would have been Sean's last words at the end of his funeral mass, and I can tell you it was one of the hardest things I think I've ever done. And I think if you read through it or you heard what he actually wrote, he sat down, he put that together himself, and it was humorous. It was heartbreaking, you know, to read those words out. But I have to say it to his sons Rory and Neil, to his sister Mary and his mother Teresa, They've obviously lost somebody extremely close to them, but I have to say we have as well, and I have to say a true friend, and he'll be greatly missed. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Maggie. Councillor Clark? Will I?
Thanks, Chairperson. Just to echo what Maggie's saying, Sean would be mortified, if he realised we were putting so much attention in regards to his role as a councillor, but also a role as a citizen in Mourne. Sean was a colleague, but he was a dear friend as well, since he became a councillor 10 years ago. Me and Sean struck up a good relationship. Obviously, I was in the Legacy Down Council. Sean was nearly in Mourne, Legacy. But we always worked well together, and we always had a good laugh and a bit of crack. So while this is difficult to do, I think it's difficult for everybody to even come to terms with that Sean has passed. It was just his natural ability to talk to the ordinary person. He never sought the limelight, never sought great positions in council. All he wanted to do was really work for the community. And at the end of the day, it was bread and butter issues right across the Mourne. Sean would have done anything for anybody. And that comes from any section of the community. He would always went out of his way. All ours, like all councillors, but Sean really dedicated himself to responding very quickly to constituents' needs. I was involved with Sean also in regards to a lot of maybe confidential type work in regards to reconciliation, working through back channels, the UPRG, PUP, trying to reduce tensions right across the Mourne's area, but also further afield as well. So he was very loyal, he was very confidential. And as I say, he didn't seek the limelight. He wanted to deal with issues, look for solutions, and not be putting stuff just into the media for the sake of putting it in. He was a genuine, authentic guy. And when we're looking at councillors and what councillors' roles are, and I think that's a very high benchmark Sean has set for us as councillors, but also for new councillors coming into council. Any template that you would require, Sean is it. Sean was for the people, working for the people, to deliver for the people. So from that point of view, he was second to none. As I say, had a long, relationship with him in regards to being a councillor, but also as a friend. And as I say, it's a huge loss for the Mourne, it's a huge loss for Sinn Féin, it's a huge loss for our council. But above all, it's a huge loss for Sean's family, his two sons, his mother and his sister. So I'll leave it there, Chair. Rest in peace, Macara.
Thanks, Willie. I'm going to bring Leanne in just as another fellow Mourne's councillor.
Thank you. Look, my colleagues already have sort of said all, but Sean, to me, was a man of few words. He wouldn't have used two words when one word would do, but when he did speak, it was worth listening to. As a newly elected councillor in 2019, I was honoured to have Sean as one of my mentors, always at the end of the phone with advice, guidance and a wealth of knowledge. Myself, Roisin and Una actually went to visit Sean during the summer, and despite the treatment he was going through, his wit always remained, and that's how I'll always remember Sean, because no matter what, he always had a smile on his face and he'd be sorely missed by all.
Thanks, Leon. And Roisin?
Thank you very much, Chair. As you have alluded to, this has been an incredibly tough couple of weeks for us, and I'm speaking tonight on behalf of Charlie and Valerie and myself, Charlie and his two angels, as we're affectionately known. It has been particularly tough for us, and in fact, it was when we were taking the remains of Jackie out of Sinead's home that we heard about the passing of Sean. And, you know, even though we knew it was coming, it was a devastating blow for all of us. In fact, it was just this time last year when Sean became unwell, and we initially thought that he had suffered from a stroke. And then, you know, we thought it was a virus which he would recover from. And then ultimately in the new year, we got the most devastating news. And I suppose at that time, Charlie and Valerie and myself, you know, we were all very aware through our own personal experiences that illness is a very private thing and, you know, people need time to get their own heads around it. So it was decided that one of us would text him 3 or 4 times a week and, you know, that we would be the conduit between the Newry team and Sean. He responded to every text and he dealt with the last year with great courage and humour. Charlie, Valerie and myself also got the opportunity to visit Sean at home during the summer. It was a particularly roasting hot day and poor Charlie Casey near got the head burned off him sitting in Sean's back garden. And despite having just finished chemo and, you know, dealing with the horrors of chemo, Sean had got up and cut the grass and tended to his hanging baskets and the place was looking absolutely immaculate. And going down the road, we had said we would stay for 20 minutes because we didn't want to tire him out. And we sat in his garden and laughed wholeheartedly with him for 2.5 hours. I had always told Sean that I was not a great sleeper and to call at any stage of the day or night, that we were all always there. Every single one of his colleagues was there for him at whatever time he needed us. And we all had quite bizarre phone calls at quite bizarre times during which we talked about his misspent youth in Kilkeel, his life as a hurler, his somewhat questionable life as a referee. But he always spoke about his mother and how his mother had been widowed in 1963, which was just incredible, and that she had at times worked 4 jobs to keep her family together. And that was the only thing that upset Sean, was the thought that he would leave her behind. It was Valerie and myself were in this chamber 4 weeks ago today at an ERT meeting on the 8th of November, when I got my last text message from Sean saying quite simply, "Roisin, will you please tell Charlie and Valerie I'm for the hospital on Wednesday and I believe my next trip out will be to Massforth graveyard." I'll not tell you what I responded to him, but that just showed exactly how he dealt with it. He knew what was coming. He never shied away from it. His courage was absolutely fantastic. But the one thing that I think we are all immensely grateful for is that Sean Dorn was never alone in his illness. He was never alone, not because we are a particularly charitable bunch, but simply because we all loved Sean. He was an amazing man and we held him in such esteem. But to Rory and Neil, I have to say, you are an absolute credit to your dad. The friendship and love that you give him through his last year was absolutely tangible. Words can't express how much we will miss Sean, but we were honoured to know him and to have him as part of our team. May he rest in peace.
Thank you, Roisin. I'm going to open it up to the rest of the chamber and the parties on this evening. I'll maybe take if there's anyone in the SDLP grouping maybe wants to come in. Pete, do you want to come in?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. On behalf of the SDLP, I want to once again extend our sympathies to Sean, his whole family, but especially his colleagues in the Chamber and the Sinn Féin grouping. As you said, it's an extremely difficult night for yous. It's an extremely difficult night for every councillor in the Chamber because there's an inherent respect between the 41 councillors that sit in that chamber because public life isn't easy. So on nights like this, we feel your pain. And I know that you've got the support of each other in the chamber, but I just want you to know that you have the support of every other councillor sitting around the chamber across all the parties. My conversations with Sean were quite brief, so I'm going to leave it to my South Down colleagues to speak more personally. But as Farah said, my conversations with Sean were all a bit bubble, and I enjoyed the cracks in the breakout area when we were talking about football. Very decent, lovely man to speak to, and my heart goes out to all yous and his family. And I do think, Chair, that it is quite fitting that no business takes place tonight. And I know some of his colleagues that worked with him on the council for many, many years, decades, said that he wouldn't like this fuss tonight. But I do think that it's fitting that no business takes place and we put aside this time to speak about a colleague, because it's very, very difficult when one of those chairs is left empty. So I just want to leave it that Michonne rest in peace, and I'll let my colleagues from South Down speak more personally. But thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Pete. Councillor Brian.
Thank you, Chair. Look, I just want to take this opportunity to agree with the speakers before me, those from the Sinn Féin grouping who knew Sean far better than I did, and Councillor Byrne as well, and to thank the Chair as well for this opportunity for us all to get together and say a few words. You know, it's very important to do so. I was shocked and deeply saddened to learn of Sean's passing, and I cannot begin to imagine the sadness and loss within the Sinn Féin grouping and indeed the wider Mourne community as they come to terms with this. I want to take this opportunity on behalf of the Alliance Party to extend my deepest condolences to Sean's Sinn Féin colleagues and to his family and friends at this time. I didn't have many interactions with Sean during our time together in council. But in those times that I did, he always struck me as a true gentleman. He carried himself with a quiet confidence that I have no doubt reflected the deep respect held for him by his constituents and a strong commitment to his politics and his community. We will miss Sean greatly. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Paddy. Councillor McKevitt.
Thanks very much, Chairperson. I just want to be associated with all the remarks, and I think Sinn Féin, the party themselves know, particularly the councillors around the chamber, know that the thoughts of each one of our council friends that sit in that chamber with them are with them at this time. It's very, very difficult, and it was lovely that they acknowledged as well Jackie Morgan's passing as well here in the chamber on account of Sinead, and I'd like to be associated with those remarks as well. But what a character Sean was, and it has been said many times that he was a man of few words, and if one word would do in an answer, that was it. But sometimes it was very hard to follow after he spoke passionately about the Kilkeel and the Mourne's area. I was in Kilkeel on the Saturday evening after Sean had passed, and I was with you making representations on behalf of yourself, Cathy, at the Christmas tree switch on, and I was with Glenn Hanna for a good part of that evening, and both of us, I have to say, were approached by members of the public on Sean's passing, and it was lovely to hear, hard and all as it was, to hear that Sean had passed. It was lovely to hear the positive contributions from the public, and particularly to Glenn. So, you know, I thought that was lovely, and it just shows that we do work together as a team most of the time. It's not all about the orange and the green, and it's for the better of the Mourne's area, and that was lovely. I know that Laura Devlin herself would like to have been here this evening to make comments on Sean and working for him in the same DA. So what I'm saying is on behalf of Laura and my colleagues as well. I think Roisin has put it up lovely on what you said about Sean and the respect and care they had for his mummy. And I would know that through being a good friend of Sean's sister, Mary. And I kept in touch with Mary the whole time that we knew that Sean wasn't well, passing on our regards, making sure he knew everybody was thinking of him, hearing wee bits and pieces of the crack that went along the way as well, which is lovely. And it's hard to believe that he won't be sitting around our chamber anymore. And Pete's right. It is very fitting that tonight's business be suspended as a mark of respect. But I've no doubt that Sean is probably flicking through the agenda to see if there's anything been missing from the DAA of the Mourne, I have to say. But on Wednesday night, that'll take place. But he was always a great crack, and for that, I thank him. So, Sean Dorn, rest easy. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Terry?
Thanks very much. And I would say I'm very sorry and saddened to hear the sad news of the passing of Councillor Sean Dorn. I met Sean for the first time at the first meeting of the Shadow Council in 2014, and over the years since, I got to know him. I found him to be a perfect gentleman, down to earth. He was quiet, unassuming. And I always found time to have a chat. And outside in the breakout area, there was a cup of tea and a sandwich and a bit of crack, you know. And that was Sean. You know, a dedicated councillor. He served his constituents in the Mourns to the best of his ability. And to many that knew him, nothing was ever a problem. And he would have worked with anyone, for everyone, in his DEA. And when I was deputy chairperson of the council and attended an event in Kilkeel, he was one of the first to make me welcome and feel at home. I would like to offer my sincere sympathy to his family and friends and colleagues in Sinn Féin and to other councillors at this sad time. And just a few lines of a wee poem that, you know, I always think about when, you know, with loved ones. It was called Afterglow. I'd like the memory of me to be a happy one. I'd like to leave an afterglow of smiles when life is done. I'd like to leave an echo whispering softly down the ways of happy times and laughing times and bright and sunny days. I'd like the tears of those who grieve to dry before the sun of happy memories that I leave when life is done. And again, I've keeping these all in the prayers this time. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks for those lovely words. Councillor Savage, you're in next on the screen, but I'm going to bring Dermot in, if you don't mind. He's had his light on in the chamber here.
No problem, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chair. Just very briefly, I knew Sean very briefly, so I did. And Mike, and my conversations with him, I always find him a gentleman and willing to listen to what you have to say. And we had many, not as many as the rest of the company here, but I had that. And all I can say now is that I offer my deepest sympathy to his family, and I hope he rests in peace.
Thank you, Dermot. Councillor Savage.
Yes, Chair. I would just like to echo the sentiments of all the previous speakers from all the parties on what they have said to date. Sean was an excellent councillor, I think we all agree that, but he was one with a superb work ethic and a deep love for the people of the Mourne area. I had the pleasure of working with Sean on PCSP and the Carlingford Law Commissioners, and it goes without saying that he was held in high esteem and deep respect by everyone from all backgrounds who were involved in those committees and those groups that we were on. Above all, Sean was a very decent and good human being, with a deep sense of social justice. Him and I talked about that many a time, about looking after the vulnerable in our society. And he had a great deep desire to look after those people in need in our community. He was sorely missed by us all. I know everyone across this chamber, officials, councillors from all parties, agree on that. And I know there's a deep sense of loss within the Sinn Féin group at the moment. And I pass on my deep condolences to you as a party. You've lost a real gentleman and somebody who was a key member of your team and a good friend. But he's a good friend to us all, and always a time for a chat, no matter where he was. And he was held in very high esteem. But most of all, he'd be sorely missed by the people of Mourne, and he'd be deeply, deeply missed by his family. And I'd like to pass on my deep condolences to all Sean's family at this very sad time. And you're in our thoughts and prayers.
Thanks, Michael. Councillor McAteer.
Well, thank you, Chair. And again, first of all, just extend my sympathies to our Sinn Féin colleagues, who very clearly are very hurt at the loss of Sean. And we understand how you are feeling at this moment. We all know how our the relationships are amongst all our party colleagues, and thankfully they normally are very, very good and healthy. So I understand what you're saying. But I first say that Sean actually fully deserves tonight's reflections, because he set a great example in council. Sean was always very personable and would never have been aggressive politically. Absolutely never, you know. So the other observations I had is that, you know, coming from where he did in Kilkeel, quite divided politically, but my observation of Sean was that he never did or said anything to inflame community relations in that area, and always acted in the best interests, totally impartially, on behalf of all his community. And I always remember him up coming up one night to De Burn, and from his, with his great beloved and kingdom on or on Wraith, the Kingdom Club. And both of us, I was doing umpire on one side of the post, and Sean was doing umpire for the Kingdom on the other. And there was nothing only crack and talk about football, and politics was never mentioned. And that was the type of Sean's style, held in very high esteem by everybody throughout our whole area. So thank you, Chair, for that.
Thanks, Declan. I'm sure it was very difficult to keep track of the score that night.
it was.
Councillor Malone.
Thanks, Chair. I'd like to express my condolences to Sinn Féin councillors. I met Sean when I was elected in Downpatrick. That was my first meeting, and he came over to me and he congratulated me, and I was very humbled. He was a lovely person, and my condolences to all the family. And Sean was hugely, hugely popular. It's blatantly obvious. I actually work with people from Kilkeel and Addie Call, and he's a very loved person, and it's very sad, and just my heart goes out to the family, and just like the condolences to everyone. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Gavin. Councillor Walker.
Chair, thank you very much. And on behalf of the DUP, Gruppen and Council, I would offer my sincere sympathies to the Dorn family at this very, very sad time, and especially his Sinn Féin colleagues. I do know that it is a big, big loss for you. Sean was a hard-working councillor. I first came into contact with Sean in 2014 after the elections to the Super Council. And while we remain as apart politically and we maybe had the odd row, once the meeting was over and you went out that door, that was the end of it. There was no bad blood or anything like that. And Chair, as you alluded to, I know the hard work that Sean done, because he worked closely with my colleague, Glenn Hanna. And it wasn't on controversial political issues. It was on the bread and butter issues, what matters to the people in this district. And they worked together. And I find when you work together like that, you achieve more. And they were achieving a lot for Kilkeel, because they're both Mourne men and they held the Mournes dear to their heart. So Sean worked to get things done, so he did. Now, many's a good laugh we had. You know, we talk about banter in relation to football. Me and Sean's banter with football was Rangers and Celtic, and I have to say, up until last year, he always got the upper hand. So he did, when it come to league trophies and that. So he did, but it was good banter, and many's a tip Sean gave me. We both liked a bit of a flutter, and I have to say, I don't think he gave me a winner in any of the tips. And that, but as I say, that was just Sean. Sean was sat out there and had a big tate with you and that, and a bit of crack about the football and things like that, and horses and stuff like that. There, you know, that was just the nature of him. You know, I've never heard him actually say an angry word. Yes, maybe some things have come up in the chamber where it gets heated and that, but outside them doors, he never had a bad word to say about anybody. And once again, you know, our sympathies go with his entire family circle and you as his colleagues.
Thank you, Billy. Councillor Taylor?
Yep, thank you, Chair. Chair, on behalf of the Ulster Unionist Party representatives on council, can I first of all offer our deepest condolences to Sean's Sinn Féin colleagues in the chamber tonight. I've no doubt you've lost a trusted colleague and friend, and yeah, I think it's clear from the tributes that everyone's paid, you know, particularly those in Sinn Féin that just are hurting from the fact that, you know, that you've lost Sean, and that's understandable. You know, he fought his illness bravely, and you know, we're all very sorry that, you know, we find ourselves in the situation that we are tonight here. And my thoughts, you know, are particularly with his family at this time, because, you know, the loss of any loved one is difficult. And, you know, I can't begin to comprehend the hurt they're feeling at this time, at losing a loved one and someone that was, you know, such a prominent member of their family and who they obviously, you know, loved and cherished very much. So, you know, my condolences are both to Sinn Féin members here tonight and to Sean's family. Sean joined the council at the same time as myself, and it has already been mentioned, and in many ways Sean was a quiet man, but I have to say he never passed you. There's many you know times we had conversations short and long. I think Billy said a bit of crack about football, and it's probably one of the things that we did have a bit of banter about is about the old firm, both him and even Charlie. I'm not sure if Charlie's in the chamber tonight, but it's one of the things probably we did all have a bit of banter about, but old firm games. And as Billy said, we probably enjoyed it a wee bit more over the last year or so when Rangers were getting a bit better, we're getting the better results. But you know, it's definitely, you know, I found him, I have to say, an absolute gentleman. He never passed me. He always asked how I was keeping, how my family were keeping, and even on many nights, whenever, you know, I suppose the nature of politics, the chamber can be a heated place at times. You know, whenever we've had, you know, issues that are, you know, particularly, what was the best word, a bit of tension around him and whatever. Even at those points in time, we've had arguments. You know, whenever you left the chamber, Sean was always one of the first ones to say, listen, safe home, see you next week or whatever it may be. So, you know, I'll always remember that there from his point of view. He was always very, very personable and always took time to speak to you no matter where it would have been. So, I think it is, you know, fitting tonight. It's probably the first time that since I've been in council. We've lost previous members of the council, but this is the first time from what I can remember that we've actually lost a sitting member of the council. So I think it is fitting, you know, and would be the same for anybody that you know, that we would adjourn the business tonight. But I don't think it's appropriate, you know, that we would be in a situation where we are paying tributes for, you know, for a man who was obviously, you know, treasured by his colleagues and was well respected by everybody in the chamber. And I think it's only fitting that we do, you know, adjourn the business after this tonight. But again, my thoughts and prayers with all those who are, you know, particularly hurting with Sean's loss this time, and I hope, you know, you'll find God grace in the difficult days that lie ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Councillor Tinley.
Yes, thank you, Cathy, and let me start by offering my sincere and heartfelt condolences to yourself as the chairperson and the entire Sinn Féin team on the loss of your beloved colleague, Sean. Sean was a humble and decent guy, a man that I knew long before either of us were involved with local politics. An affable and friendly man who was always up for a bit of crack and had a great sense of humour. And indeed, testament to that is the fact that he was a Man City supporter for most of his life, because they only started to win things in the past few years. But he always had a kind word for everyone. He treated everybody with decency in the chamber, party political positions aside, and I always enjoyed having the banter with both him and Glenn about the unique situation they sometimes found themselves in. As most people will be aware, Sean took to the driving very late in life because his dear, beloved late wife, Carmel, used to chauffeur him everywhere. And he always struck me as being more comfortable in the passenger seat. So it may not be widely known, but quite a few times, Glenn was his chauffeur to different meetings and whatnot. And I used to be slagging the two boys, particularly when things might not have been going so well up on the hill. I used to say to Glenn, then you need to be very careful here, boy, and keep her between the ditches, because the two of you will have some explaining to do if something goes awry. But Glenn, of course, took that in with great humour as well. And I suppose that takes me to the next point. And I was delighted that I was actually able to tell Sean this personally when I met him in August time, because I had been in touch with him over the months. But I did tell him that the impact that he had made in Kilkeel, somebody, I think Declan touched on it earlier there, and the respect, the cross-community respect that Sean carved out within the town was no mean feat. It absolutely was no mean feat. And it's testament to the work that Sean done, that him and Glenn in particular became so friendly, yet political rivals, they were able to work for the greater good along with his other Mourn colleagues. And what a wonderful legacy Sean has left in that regard, that, you know, that he has paved he has laid the pathway for somebody to come along and continue that great work in Kilkeel. So I'll not go on any longer, Chair, but again, my deepest condolences to yourselves and to particularly Neil and Rory, who I both know personally, and his wider family, the Dorn family and the Morgan family, who are also family friends of our own. So, or yes, Jay Grow on him. Gormog.
Thank you, Jarlath. Councillor Givens?
Thank you, Chair. I'll just be brief. Just my deepest condolences again to Sean's family and to my colleagues within Sinn Féin. I had the honour of working with Sean within Sinn Féin and also working with him alongside him and Kelly Brothers. And the dedication the man had was just unbelievable. The love that he had for the people of the area, for the Mourns, Kilkeel, I'll never forget it. He would run off. There was a meeting. He would have run off the site in muck and gutters, with the boots on, covered in cement, covered in plaster, and would be going to different meetings and different events. And the dedication the man had was just second to none. And I'll always remember the first wee bit of advice he gave me when I got elected. Of course, I asked him for a bit of advice, but you know, anybody who gets elected at the start, they're going about a bit like a headless chicken. And I said, Sean, well, give me some advice. You have a bit of experience. And he said, look, you're going to have your good times when you're going to be able to do good things for people, but always be honest with the people. And, you know, if you get something wrong or you can't do something for somebody, you need to tell them as well. You have to be honest with the people. And I'll always remember that. He was such a humble, hardworking man, and I know we love our folklore down in the Mourns, but we have lost a giant in Sean Dorn.
Thank you, Mark. Councillor Hannah?
Yeah, thanks to Cathy. I suppose I'm a bit like Sean. I'm a big, rough Mourn man. Sean was he said he was a big Mourn man, but I'm a bigger Mourn man, Sam, which Sean is and always will be, I suppose, that way. As somebody said last Saturday, I was doing Santa Claus all day at the right shape for it. But to go on and talk a wee bit about Sean, I've known Sean quite a considerable amount of time, and I mind one of the first times I came across Sean, one of his sons had an accident. I work in the motor theatre with two, an odd fella in, and Sean rang me and he asked me, he says, well, you wouldn't come and pick our fella up? And I was on, I don't know if any, you know where Massforth Chapel is, Drumcrow Road? That's where his son was. And I mind coming up to the accident, so I do, and Sean was standing there with his fella standing beside him, and he says, I got out of the jeep, so I did the whatever I was in at the time to pick up the car. And he says to me, you know what? He says, Glenn, I think this road's not wide enough for our fella. He's actually must have moved. You know, to be quite honest, Sean came out with some rare ones over the years, and that's just one thing there. And I've known Sean a considerable amount of time. That's long before ever two of us became involved in anything to do with councillors or anything like that there. And one of the big things now, and Barra, you got it right in one. Manchester City lost one good supporter, so they did that, and I was the other good one in Mourne. There's only the two of us, I think, left in Mourne, so there was. So I never really got involved in the Rangers-Celtic thing much, so I did. It was always Manchester City with me. And Sean and me sat down many of the time when we talked about Francis Lee, so we did, and Colin Bell and Joe Corrigan. I used to do goals in football there, and he always called me Big Joe, you know. I don't know how he managed that, but he did. And just that's only small things that is. But in saying that there, Sean did work hard over the years as a councillor. I only have been a councillor since 2014. Sean was there a long time before me. And when I came into council, I didn't know what to think of Sean there, what way he would take me. But I think you all nearly know me now. I'm a bit rough and ratty. I like a laugh, so I do. Sean and I always get on well together. And the one big thing I would say about Sean, he did work hard. I'll tell you what he did do. A lot of people wouldn't probably admit it, so they wouldn't. But he did help a lot of people from the same community as I would have originated from, a whole lot of them probably wouldn't say it. And I know even speaking to some of the ministers in the churches in Kilkeel, they all have a good word, had a good word, and so they did. So what I would say to you all is, Sean had a big heart. He was a big man, say he was, and he will be missed in the mornings. So rest easy, big man. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Glenn. Councillor McMurray.
Thank you, Chair, and I'll try to be brief, but no, it's incredibly sad to hear about the passing of Sean, and you know, from the relative and not from the area. I mean, I was receiving messages and his passing comment about how good a gentleman he was. So I really do just want to pass my condolences on to his family. I mean, ultimately, as someone who walked into the breakout room regularly on my own, being from a wee small party like Alliance, Sean would have always made time to speak to you and say hello to you and just generally, have a good word with you. And also, but in the council chamber as well, what always struck me about him, and it was noticeable, was his calm demeanour. And no matter what was being discussed and how it was being discussed, Sean was always calm and succinct with whatever point was being made. And again, I do appreciate how difficult a time it is for South Down Sinn Féin. And I know, again, it's been compounded as well by your colleague, Sinead Ennis, and the passing of her mother, Jackie. And again, we'd like to pass on my condolences to her and her family at this time. And yet, just let you guys in Sinn Féin know that it is very difficult for those left behind, but just again, as hopefully this evening sort of points out, we're a chamber of whatever 41 odd councillors united in sadness this evening, and we're all with you. So thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Andy. I'm going to bring Chief Executive Marie Ward in.
Thank you, Chair. I think tonight we've heard how Councillor Dorn lived out the principles of good conduct in public office, working in the interests of communities with integrity, respect, openness and honesty. Councillor Dorn conducted business with all council employees in a professional, courteous and respectful manner, and we enjoyed working with him. During his time as a councillor, he worked tirelessly to ensure the delivery of many campaigns and projects for his constituents, particularly Kitty's Road. He also held positions on the Mourne Heritage Trust, Warm Point Harbour Authority and the Newry Mourne and Down Policing and Community Safety Partnership, along with many other council working groups, and all of this was to deliver on behalf of the people of Newry, Mourne and Down District Council. On behalf of the senior management team and council staff, I want to pass on our deepest condolences to Sean's family, to his sons Rory and Neil, his mum Teresa and his sister Mary and his wider family circle, his colleagues in Sinn Féin, his colleagues across the council chamber, and indeed his friends. Councillor Dorn, or Sean as we knew him, will be missed in the council chamber, in the Mourns, and indeed the wider district. May you rest in peace, Sean.
Thank you, Marie. I suppose, folks, I'd just like to say thank you to each and every one of you for all your kind words of sympathy and comfort and very true words about Sean. And I know I can speak on behalf of the entire Sinn Féin team in the chamber here when I say just how much they are appreciated. And thank you all for your cooperation with the adjournment of tonight's meeting. I can just actually hear Sean saying, would you just hurry up and stop waffling on? I need to get home. But I think it's only fitting that we end tonight's meeting with a minute of silent reflection as we remember our friend Sean Dorn. Thank you very much, folks. We'll see you all on Wednesday evening.
Sure.